turn off that fucking light. What could you possibly be typing? I swear to God, you pitched a fit just for the bigger bunk and you aren't even using it. The least you can do is be cautious. I still have plenty of time to prep for this stupid fucking conference. Don't call me an asshole. Oh, you're always such a... Look, we're sharing this private little patch of hell for multiple days. We have to try to get along, and that means being fucking reasonable. It's 1 a.m. Just go to fucking bed. Fine. Don't give me that look. If you insist on keeping me up until the early hours of the morning, now I'm drinking. At least this fucking room has a minibar. Yeah. It's brandy. It's sweet. Don't give me that shit. Look, the company forced us to share a train cabin with a minibar. This is going to make it a lot easier to get along. Just take it. There, see? Makes things easier. What's it to you what has me on edge? You and I never get along, Miss Chief of Sales. Congrats on the promotion, by the way. You deserve it. You're way better than the arsehat you replaced. Certainly makes being Chief of Engineering a little bit less of a headache. Even if I have to deal with your attitude every goddamn day. No, not avoiding the question. No, it isn't the conference that's making me grumpy. Grumpier than usual, anyway. Yes, I am aware that I can be a bit overly critical of my peers. Hey, shut up. I know I'm an arsehole, but I'm the best that fucking is at what I do. Maybe I'm on edge because someone won't turn off the goddamn light and go to sleep. Sorry for getting loud. Look, if you stop now, I can help. Tomorrow. Deal? Thanks. The booze is actually helping a lot. How are you feeling? Yeah? I guess we just needed to blow some steam. Especially you. You've been so uptight since we got here. I suppose I don't blame you. You're trapped in here with me. No, I'm not going to answer your question. For the last time, drop it. It would be unprofessional to tell you. I suppose you're right. We're already breaking the rules. Just don't report me to HR for what I'm about to say. I find you incredibly, ridiculously, distractingly attractive. And being pent up here with you is, well, like I said, the booze is helping. What are you doing? Why did you unbutton your shirt? Are you teasing me? Because I don't do teasing, sweetheart. You should know me better than that. Not that I mind the view, but I can see that, just look at you. No bra? You really need to stop. Because I don't like teasing, and I'm about to come over there and do something about it. I shouldn't. We've both been drinking. but I really fucking want to. Fine. Take off that top, sweetheart. I want to see those tits. Fuck, sweetheart. Your breasts are amazing. Come here. Straddle me on the edge of the bunk. I didn't think you were this kind of woman, Miss Chief of Sales. But then again, you are the type to take what you want, aren't you? Such sensitive nipples. I love hearing you whimper and pant like this. I want to know all of your noises. Like when I put my mouth here. It certainly sounds like you like that. What if I bit down here? Fuck, you like that, sweetheart? I said, did you fucking like that? Good. Answer my question when I fucking ask it. Now stand up, take off the skirt. I want to know what you taste like. Is that a fucking thong? No. Keep it on the pantyhose on. I want to enjoy this view for a moment. Turn around. No bra and no thong. Fuck, how am I supposed to get anything done at the office knowing what's under there now? Don't normally wear them? Interesting. So, are they for me? That looks as it all. You've been wanting me as badly as I wanted you. Maybe even more, considering how quickly you started taking off your clothes. Get on the fucking back. That's right. Under me. Right where you belong, isn't that right, beautiful? You like the feeling of me sucking your nipples and rubbing your pussy through your pantyhose and thong? Hold still. I said hold still! Stop squirming! Yeah, I can feel you getting close when I rub your clit like this. But don't come. You're not allowed. Not yet. Just take everything I'm giving you and everything I'm going to give you. I don't want you going over the edge until you're wrapped around my cock. And it's still a matter of tasting you. These are in my way. Oh, did you like getting your pantyhose ripped? You're making such a fucking mess, sweetheart. You're soaking through your panties. Let me just pull this out of the way and... to do this for so long. It tastes fucking delicious. Your little clit feels so fucking good on my tongue. And judging by the sounds you're making, you're enjoying yourself. Thoroughly. I'm tempted to let you come like this. It's very hard to deny you when you ask so politely. Ask me nicely again. Tell me how good I make you feel. Good girl. I love how obedient you are. The strong, independent, executive begging me to make her come with my mouth so shamelessly. I always fucking love that about you. You always know what you fucking want, don't you, sweetheart? And right now, you want to come on my face with your pantyhose ripped open and underwear pushed out of the way. In fact, you need it. Fine, since you are so nicely. But I still want to feel you. So tight around my finger. I wonder if I rub right here. You like that? Good. Then come. Yeah. Come on my fingers and tongue. Come for me, sweetheart. Come for me. Such a good girl. So dirty and obedient. Ah, I can feel it tightening on my finger. You must be coming so hard. Oh, there you go. Oh, wow. Okay, sweetheart. I got waiting no longer. I love the way your thighs are trembling. Here, let me get you on your hands and knees. There we go. I need a better angle. Press your face into the mattress. Arch your back. Spread your legs. Wider. Wider! That's it. I have to say, Miss Chief of Sales, you certainly don't look the part. Honestly, you look like an insatiable slut. Oh, the begging. And that language. Of course I'll fuck you. Reach back and pull your lips apart. Yeah, like that. Hold yourself open. Oh, sweetheart. You're fucking tight. I wanted to take my time, but I didn't expect you to feel so fucking hot. Holy shit. Hold still. Relax, I've got you. There. Fuck, sweetheart, you feel perfect around my cock. Get ready. I can't be gentle. Oh! Fuck, that's good. Oh! Fuck. Do you know how often I've fantasized about fucking you like this? Only in my dreams, you're bent over my office desk, trying not to scream, or getting your face stuffed so I can finally shut that goddamn mouth. Your fucking mouth drives me crazy. Your tits hanging loose with no bra drives me crazy. The fact that you wanted me just as much as I wanted you drives me crazy. And to think we could have gotten this out of the way a long time ago. If you had just been honest with me from the get-go. Like you are with everything else. And if you think this is a one-time deal, sweetheart. It's all a mistake. I have you now. And I am not letting go. I can feel you tightening again. Come with me, sweetheart. Come around my cock while I fill you up. Yeah, I'm gonna come inside you. I'm gonna come deep inside you. Sweetheart, that was amazing. Let me get those off of you and help you clean up. Mind if I share the bigger bunk with you? There, that has to be more comfortable. Come here and relax. No, for once, don't argue and just come here. Just let me hold you while you rest. Everything, what we just did, the conference, what we do going forward, is not important right now. Right now, I just want to rest with you. We'll deal with tomorrow when it comes. Together. After all, we get along so well now,